Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
How about we stop the problem at the southern border? I wonder what Jim Carafano thinks about it. He's here with us, the Vice President for Foreign and Security Policy at the Heritage Foundation, and he's been banging this drum for quite some time. And Jim, as long as we've been talking about the border crisis, it's only gotten worse, it seems.
On the anniversary of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, when we warned that, in all likelihood, terrorists, including Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani Network, would come rolling back into Afghanistan, and that their top priority would be revenge for the U.S. Counterattack after 9/11. And then we hear that our border is so wide open it doesn't even make news anymore. And we see reports every day, which aren't just, you know, kind of one-off reporting. It's actually reporting of official government data that they are detaining people on the terrorist watch list on the southern border as we speak. You know, how could you just not be sitting here and, you know, like the guy on September 12th that has a time machine, he could go back to September 10th and just tell people, says, are you people not paying attention? I just don't know what else. I mean, I'm just at a complete loss for words. I don't know what else to say. You know, it'd be like somebody grabbing the captain of the Titanic and said, there's an iceberg ahead. And you know, his response is, well, you know, I'm late for my dinner appointment.
Yeah, I wonder if the Republican majority in the House wants to investigate the people who are in charge of this Department of Homeland Security or whomever it might be, would be interested in your thoughts on this. Like the idea of going through the political process of removing the people who are responsible for protecting our country and its sovereignty. If what happens after that? I mean, are you going to put new blood in there under the Biden administration and they're going to suddenly go, wow, this is a disaster. We got to do something about this.
Well, first of all, I think it's absolutely vital to document the abuses of this administration in disregarding the execution of the law by every federal official responsible from the president on down. That's just part of what democracies do in good governance, you know, showing what people have done. That's one. The second is I do think it's important for Congress to legislate on this, because what Biden's actually done is show us there are loopholes that can be closed and other things that we can be shut off so this can't be done again. And even if that legislation doesn't pass a presidential veto, it's important to put it out there because that's a marker for a future administration. And I go back to the, you know, thing that we've been talking about since day one. Well, I wish we could have the very first time after Biden was elected that I talked on your show and we said this was going to be just a catastrophe beyond all human proportion, and this was coming. But I said the same thing. I said that this is fixable, and it's fixable because President Donald Trump demonstrated you can secure the border, and you can enforce immigration law, and you can deport people under existing law, and you can make a difference. I mean, for example, you look at the number of deaths at the border, they were dramatically lower under Trump than under Biden. I mean, but many times lower, because the border was more secure and less people were trying to cross. The illegal population in the United States was declining. The border was under operational control. The drug numbers were way, way down. The cartels were increasingly desperate to find ways to smuggle something in the United States. So the answer is the sixth one, the answer is you bet. We just go back to doing the things that work.
And if you listen to what the current administration has said in the past about their policies regarding the southern border, you know, the kids in cages and the separating of families and so on and so forth, the current administration has presented themselves as the humane approach to this migrant crisis.
Yeah. And it's actually demonstrably proven that that is a lie. The more people are dying at the border under by fact. More women are getting raped. More people are getting victimized by crime. The cartels are far wealthier. The human trafficking is way up. Sex trafficking is way up. So by every demonstrable measure of what is humane, which is respecting people's fundamental human rights, this is a catastrophe. And so if their one claim is, well, yes, but at least we're treating people humanely at the border, that's demonstrably a lie.
We're speaking with Jim Carafano.
And not only that, not only that is we are taking resources inside the United States and we are further victimizing people because everything that's going to help an illegal alien is a program that is taking away from helping homeless people, taking care of homeless veterans, taking care of poor people in communities. Food banks. Look, I'm not an ungenerous person. Of course, I want to help the needy, but you are robbing from the needy to pay to subsidize the illegal people that the Biden administration is importing. So the crimes just cascade. You're paying the world's biggest drug cartel to be even richer. You are funding leftist NGOs and making them wealthier. You are impoverishing American communities. Putting a burden on the taxpayer, victimizing homeless people, and you're doing it all for a political agenda of importing people illegally to be here and then just throwing them out in the community.
Yeah, man. You know, you brought up the year anniversary of our disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan. I heard on Fox News today, Tim Kennedy, who's a veteran and a former UFC fighter, he volunteered with the group Save Our Allies and helped try to get some of these people who are fleeing this Taliban-controlled country. And his what he identified in the Afghanistan debacle, he said it's the first time you saw Superman bleed. He's talking about the United States. A year later, what do you want Americans to understand about what took place in Afghanistan?
Well, I think, look, everything that we warned about, you know, this is Americans are in Afghanistan for a reason. It's why even Donald Trump has said, I want to get out of Afghanistan, never left. There were things we were concerned about, whether it was terrorism or regional stability or dealing with China. History has proven that we were right. All of those things were absolutely valid concerns. The fact that the most hunted terrorist in the world was found living openly in Kabul, violating the Taliban, made it being hosted by the Haqqani Network, the group that brought the Al-Qaeda to Afghanistan to begin with. All of those concerns are valid. And this administration, a year later, has not only not fixed that problem, but they've repeated it over and over again in a feckless approach that didn't deter Russia from invading Ukraine, a feckless approach that didn't deter the Chinese from being enormously demonstrative and aggressive over the visit of the Speaker of Taiwan. So weakness begets weakness. And we've learned that lesson, not just in Afghanistan, but under this administration every day since then.
Jim Carafano speaking with us right now. China has weighed in on this year anniversary of Afghanistan, according to Fox News, has praised the Taliban for providing, quote, better security to Afghanistan and blasting the United States on this withdrawal anniversary. We also have seen reports today about Saudi Arabia going to China for energy purposes, and that seems to be kind of flying in the face of the United States and the president himself going to Saudi Arabia recently while we're in the midst of what has been developed as an energy crisis here in the homeland.
So, look, not only is China demonstrably an adversary of the United States, name one place in the world where the Chinese have shown up that anybody is ever better off before they got there. Not in Pakistan, where the Pakistani-China economic corridor has actually impoverished the country. Not in Sri Lanka, that went into bankruptcy. Certainly not in Afghanistan, where probably 20 million people are in a condition of famine. Women cannot work in the workplace. Children cannot go to school. Little girls can't go to school. The harshest, most orthodox Islamic society in the world would condemn the treatment of women in Afghanistan under the Taliban. And the Chinese allowed that. Well, you know what? Not a big surprise, since just this week, a UN agency confirmed that there's an ongoing genocide in China against the Uyghurs. So, you know, anybody who thinks that the Chinese are anything, the Chinese Communist Party is anything but a force for evil in this world, you know, they just don't understand what's going on. It's not a competitor. It's not a country we don't understand. It's not somebody we have to work with. This is a regime that wants a world without America, and wants to leave a world that it's in a place that no American would want to live. And if we don't start really taking the Chinese threat seriously, then there is something fundamentally suicidal about our democracy.
Jim Carafano with us right now. I want to ask you just to give us kind of an entry-level explanation, because I think it's something that a lot of times a lot of these issues kind of become, there's a status quo and we refer to things like the Uyghurs and the genocide that's taking place and the civil rights abuses that the CCP or the Chinese government is taking place. And sometimes if people are new, if people have become interested in what's going on in our country and the world and they hear Uyghurs, they may not know the full story. What can you tell us about what the Chinese government is doing to this group of people in their country?
Right. So this is an ethnic minority in China, which has committed the egregious sin of being religiously Muslim, right? And the Chinese government specifically discourages people having both an ethnic identity and a religious identity. And so for that crime, these people have been systematically persecuted. Over a million Uyghurs have been put basically in what is a concentration camp. Many of them have been pushed into forced labor. So the solar panels that Joe Biden wants you to buy were actually manufactured by slave labor in China. Women have been chemically castrated. People have had forced abortions. Children have been taken away from parents. People have been executed. These are kinds of abuses that you know, people think of in a horror movie. And this is happening in China every day. And the Chinese government completely denies any of it's going on. And they do everything possible to ensure that the Chinese people and the world don't find out about it. And yet, because of smart, courageous, innovative, creative people, you cannot hide literally an ongoing genocide. And the Chinese, every day they'll show up at the Human Rights Council and claim a seat, or they'll claim moral superiority, or that their system is better. And they're literally persecuting people for just being who they are and no other reason.
And this is something that the world does know about. The American government does know about. The NBA does know about. And while we, you know, twiddle our thumbs and fight over canceling each other for saying a word or something that is out of step, we just whistle past the graveyard and pretend like it doesn't exist?
Yeah, just like there are people who, you know, say, oh, well, you know, why do we really worry about Russia? Shouldn't we just lift the sanctions and let's get cheaper energy and everything? The Russians have basically kidnapped over a million men, women, and children, forcibly expatriated them to Russia. And we have no idea what's happening to them. There are reports of children being sold into sex trafficking, people being put into forced labor, deported to Siberia. We have no idea what happened to them. This is ongoing. And who are their biggest supporters? The Chinese government. And we cannot keep turning a blind eye to these things. And okay, we're not the world's police, and we're not the world's sheriff or babysitter or anything else. But one is we protect our interests. And the other thing is we have to have a conscience. I'm not saying that we have to go, you know, attack Russia or invade China, but really, you know, treating them like a normal country, making excuses for them, doing business with them. How do you sleep at night? I don't know.
Yeah, especially with all the private companies who parade around on virtue signaling all the time, but won't say a bad word about what's going on there when we know what the realities are. Jim, there's so many things taking place in the world right now on our southern border, and you are a great source of truth and information in a world where it's very hard to separate facts from narrative. We always appreciate you coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and thanks for your show. It's you are a bright, shining light in the sphere of radio-dom, if that's the thing.
It is now. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Heritage Foundation, the vice president for foreign and security policy there. Twitter him. That's the thing. At JJ Carafano. You could tweet him on Twitter at JJ Carafano.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.